This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
That guy knows.
And will it let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking,
those guys know.
Maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Love those guys.
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Yeah, we had some folks in here.
I know my people.
Oh yeah. You get the wrestling crowd in here. They're gonna know how to sing 5:30 Creed.
Did you see the John Cena turn heel?
I did. Did you see that?
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Yeah,
it's the biggest one since Hogan.
Some are saying.
The Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. What's your first priority for the Eagles next week? Re-sign Becton, get a real pass rusher, sign a corner, defensive tackle. 48.8% line on Becton, land on Becton. 42.4% on a pass rusher, 3% on a corner, and 5.5%. There we go. There you go. There you go. There you go. 5% on a defensive tackle on the record Friday. Love those guys over there. Love those guys over there.
It's a Friday.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Chris in Delaware. You're on WIP. Chris.
Hey, thanks for getting me on. I was just getting back to my speaker.
You got it.
But I first and foremost wanted to start with the character that we all learned to love. And I'd like to get Jack on this. The Viper, Randy Orton.
Yeah, what do you think about Randy Orton as a bad guy?
Is that Kyle Orton's brother?
No, Randy Orton, the Viper, a wrestler. Very good wrestler.
Oh, okay, awesome.
A lot of PED issues, but a great wrestler.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
Did you know that John Cena turned heel?
But, yeah, on the Eagles, next week when we hit free agency, I just want us to go after Philadelphia players, man. I just want us to go after dogs. I don't want people that are just coming here for money. I don't want people who aren't going to represent the colors that we have on our chest, the numbers that we represent, and the fans that are in the stadium. I want guys who are going to come and be hungry. I want Bonds. I want Saquons. I want Bectons. These guys came in, and they worked. They were hungry. They got what they got, especially Jalen Hunt this year. You know, Brandon Graham gets hurt, and Hunt just he hunts for that position, and he does all he can to get into the position he was to succeed. Obviously, prep to the guys preparing them, defensive end coaches, Vic Fangio. But these guys fought this year. They were dogs. And for us to have another team that's going to win the Super Bowl next season, we need dogs. We need guys with that dog mentality that they're just going to come in and they're going to eat.
Yeah, well, I do think bringing in guys, you don't want to exclusively look for guys that haven't won before, but a talented guy who's hungry in that way, I think could help. You know, there's a few guys out there we've mentioned. You know, Myles Garrett has not won before. You guys mentioned Khalil Mack. He has not won before. I think a guy who finally gets that opportunity. We had a couple of those guys there this year.
Yeah. It's hard to evaluate that. Like, obviously, we want guys that want to be Eagles. But
right,
like,
I
think the Eagles thought that Bryce Huff was going to be that. They thought Bryce Huff, an undrafted guy, it didn't work out. So, listen, I agree. We want dogs.
What do you guys think about Jonathan Allen? He just got released by the Commanders.
Yeah, he's not going to be cheap.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird they released him, isn't it?
I agree.
Especially as they don't have cap issues.
Yeah, it must be a Dan Quinn thing.
Yeah.
Right? Because Dan Quinn is a defensive coach, so it must be something there that they're not vibing. Maybe Jonathan Allen wants a new deal. I don't know.
Yeah.
And they don't want to give him a new deal, so they just decided to go this route. Because like you said, they got the salary cap space. And he's their best D lineman.
Right. And a good defense this year. On a good defense this year. But, you know, who knows? Who knows? I mean, I'm actually, speaking of the Commanders, I'm curious to see what we get out of Dotson next year, having a year here.
Come on, dude.
Catching a touchdown pass.
I'm already on it.
Oh, you're a Dotson guy?
He's most improved player this year.
Really?
Up. Yep. Full offseason, working in this offense. Contract year for him, I believe.
Are we switching to Jahan permanently now,
Johan? Yeah, no, it's Jahan.
Okay.
Jahan.
Yeah,
he's
Jahan. That.
He's
yep.
been a good postseason.
Yep. no, he's been
he had one catch in his postseason.
Well, he should have had a touchdown, but it was underthrown.
Yeah. Oh, man. He got tackled at the one, man. Got tackled at the one. No, but I do expect him to have a better season this year because he'll have a full offseason to work.
Sure.
In this offense.
Hey, Chris. Oh, you already gave us your bad guy, right? The Viper, Randy Orton.
Randy Orton.
There you go. Jack's big on that.
One of my best answers.
Thank you for the call, Chris.
Yep.
Yeah.
I just tweeted, I still can't believe John Cena turned heel. Just want to see the reaction.
Is this going to be one of your defining things now, going after wrestling fans?
Yep.
Well, it's been a bit for a long time. Yeah. It was. Like, I would say wrestling was one of the OG Fritz bits.
Yep.
I took the Will at 100 thing from you.
Yep, that was my bit. But I said it was okay. I wanted you to run.
You weren't allowed to have that bit at the current
time.
When
I was program director? No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, so it's all good.
That was one of my early on-air bits, is I noticed the reaction it got, so I stuck with that.
Well, you used to do it at what, like 11 o'clock? Like you used to
10
do
to 2.
The overnight. So
no, not over. Like, all right, enough of you doing
right.
that.
Yeah.
Overnight is 2 to 6.
Right.
10 to 2 is late night.
Yes.
Both of you take a deep breath.
No, you.
Well, I'm just saying.
You pay your dues.
There's a difference.
I paid my little dues.
All right.
Yeah.
It's just 10 to 2 is not overnight.
Yeah, you didn't work overnight.
I did. Well, I did shows, yeah.
Well, I'm saying, though. Oh, no, that was a 7 to 10. 7 to 11 show, right?
6 to 6 to 10.
6
well,
to 10.
Gilio was 6
Gilio,
to 10.
Yeah. Yeah. And then 10 to 2.
I'm just saying, sharp tongue.
Yeah, well, of course.
Yeah.
Sharp tongues only.
Yeah.
These two guys have paid our dues.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't do
working that shift.
Didn't do anything to get here.
All right.
Yep.
Well, all you did was told me you listened to Rights Ricky Sanchez. That's what you did to get here.
Yeah. Stop listening the second I got here.
So speaking of basketball, there was a bit of a kerfuffle last night as LeBron James walked up to Stephen A. Smith and gave him a little talking to.
Yeah.
And he said, "You keep my son's name out of your mouth." What did you think of that, Ike?
Yeah, I thought that was soft by LeBron.
Classic.
Listen, I'm not even a big Stephen A guy, right?
You're not?
No, I'm not. And I've been critical of Stephen A in the past, but I thought that was lame by LeBron James. Listen, if Stephen A has said something that you don't agree with, then you have the ability to talk to Stephen A. You have the ability to talk to Stephen A. That was about grandstanding. That was, somebody's going to get this on camera. It's going to go viral. I wanted to be seen and known that I checked Stephen A. By the way, what did you check? And this is what I love. The fans are like, "Oh, yeah, Stephen A ain't saying nothing. He ain't doing nothing. He was right." What you want Stephen A to do?
Punch him in the stomach.
Punch LeBron James courtside at a damn NBA game. Like, what was Stephen A supposed to do there? Like, what was LeBron going to do in the middle of a game, by the way? It's during a timeout or fourth quarter that he decides to go over there and address Stephen A. while a damn game is going on. It's all grandstanding. It's all about, and to use Bronny as an excuse as to why you're doing this. No, this is that you can't control Stephen A. And Stephen A. is not one of your minions, and he calls you out like he's supposed to, like he calls out everyone else. And that's what that was all about. Like, you've gotten your hands on every other major personality on these major networks. They're clutch clients, or they've probably gotten phone calls behind the scenes, a little threats from you and Rich Paul and your little group that they changed their mind, like Kendrick Perkins. He one day he'll criticize you. The next thing you know, you're the greatest thing since sliced bread. We all know when somebody's been reached out to. And quite frankly, it happens. It happens. I've been reached out to. Everybody doesn't like what I may say on the air. But I guarantee you what they're not going to do is come up in my face and challenge me and tell me to keep their name out there, out my mouth. That's not going to happen. So I can respect when somebody disagrees with what I may say on the air. I can respect that. And if you didn't like it, we can talk about it. I can tell you exactly where I was coming from. You can tell me your point of view on it. And I can respectfully say, you know what? I hear you. I'm just doing my job. There's no personal animosity here. It's not personal for me. LeBron made that personal because you don't like the fact that your son, who is a professional athlete, who got a guaranteed four-year contract worth millions of dollars, is being criticized and scrutinized by the media. Well, you wanted him in the NBA so that you could play with him before he was actually ready to play. So you helped put him in this position to be criticized. And I don't even know if Stephen A. was really criticizing him. He was more or less being critical of LeBron for putting Bronny in this spotlight. That's really what he was doing. So the idea of keep my son out of this or keep my son's name out of your mouth, dude, stop with the fake tough guy stuff. You're a billionaire. You're not doing anything to anybody. Stephen A. just signed a contract worth $100 million. He ain't about to mess up those nice suits courtside of the Lakers game. Stop embarrassing us as black men with that nonsense. You think you put on a show for everybody to degrade and demean Stephen A. like you checking somebody. You ain't been in a fight all your life because you've been LeBron James all your life and you've been getting protected all your life. And Stephen A. ain't going to fight his way out of a wet paper bag. He's almost 60 years old. So all the tough guy act courtside at a Lakers game that everybody has to talk about today is because of you, LeBron. And I thought it was lame. I thought it was lame and I thought it was corny and it was lightweight being a bully when you really ain't that dude. You really ain't that dude, LeBron. I don't care if you're 6'9", 260 or not. When the last time you really had to put paws on somebody? When have you put your hands on somebody? When? This cat ain't been in a street fight his whole life. The guy's been LeBron his whole life. They've been protecting him since he was 10 years old. You got like that in the neighborhood, nobody's letting him fight anybody. The neighborhood protects LeBron James. He's the golden child. And that's how he's acting right there. You're acting like a spoiled brat, right?
You know what? Bronny's not even in that position if LeBron doesn't make the team draft him.
Yes.
Nobody's. And I would also say, I think overall, for a guy that got drafted, shouldn't have gotten drafted, shouldn't be on the Lakers, I think the press has taken it very easy on Bronny.
It's been very respectful.
Out of respect, yes. For, because nobody want, nobody, everybody knows it's not his fault.
Right.
He's in that situation. Everything's just always about LeBron.
Yeah.
Everything is about LeBron.
Pressing Stephen A.
Yeah.
Pressing. Come on, man. Come on, man. Just saying.
I'm with you.
Him and Will Smith.
Let you cook.
Keep the name out of your mouth.
Yeah. Imagine.
That's another one.
I know.
Can you imagine if Stephen A. just swung on him?
I would have been so embarrassed, seriously.
For everyone.
Yeah, seriously. Like,
for everyone.
That felt like to me, and it's not the same situation, but that's how embarrassed I was for Shannon when him and T. Morant were going at it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Shannon, you're Shannon Sharp, bro. Like, what are you doing? You're in a basketball game as a spectator. You're fighting with the players and another parent. Like, what are we doing?
And the other thing is, Stephen A.'s not going to back down.
No, he's not.
He's going to say whatever he wants to say.
But I'm glad he held his composure.
Yep.
And listen, like I said, I'm not the biggest Stephen A. fan. whatever. I just didn't like that. And this isn't about I don't like LeBron or anything of that nature. I just thought that was a bullying tactic. And it really was a bunch of hot air. It really was a bunch of hot air because you tried to look tough. That, to me, you were trying to look tough there.
Knowing the guy's not going to fight.
Yes, knowing Stephen A's not going to do anything there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I enjoyed that. Thank you.
All right. I got it off my chest.
Michael in Arizona. You're on WIP. I enjoyed that. What's up, Mike?
Hey, boys. How we doing today?
What's up, brother?
Good. I guess it's on the record Friday. I'm going to go on the record and agree with Mike. I think I would like them to re-sign Becton. If you keep that group together, and it was incredibly dominant all year, I think that would really give the Eagles a huge edge next year. I think it would be great if they kept that group together. I know that we're going to have some folks leaving on the D-line, but I think we'll get past that. And I just think bringing all five of those guys back would just be a huge advantage for the Eagles. I did want to talk about the Phillies lineup.
Love it. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a suggestion that I think I would like them to start off with Trey at leadoff, go Harper second, Schwarber third. And I know that Thompson's a big lefty-righty guy.
What's your reason
for
it?
I think,
and then Bohm hitting cleanup, I assume?
Yeah, Bohm or Castellanos, whatever one. But I would also like the two righties to go back-to-back. So Bohm or Castellanos, one, and then the other one following them. And then you get back to your lefty-righty nonsense.
What's your reason for Schwarber third?
I think it would provide Harper the protection he needs in the lineup. And I also think, if Trey gets on at, let's say 350 is on base percentage, Harper is going to be high up there as well. And then you're going to have two guys or, one guy on ahead of Schwarber. Rather than him always having to hit behind Rojas, who never gets on, or whoever's in the nine hole that night. I just think having guys on in front of Schwarber would be a great move. And you want to keep the best hitters in the top three. I think that Harper and Schwarber are two of the best hitters on the team. And I'm not worried about those guys against lefties. They know how to hit lefties.
Jack, what do you think about Schwarber third?
Schwarber did it for a year. I just don't like the back-to-back lefties just because of late in the game stuff. I don't know why all of a sudden people
baseballs.
Are...
Why can't guys hit the back-to-back, righty or lefty?
I don't know why it's been framed recently as the righty-lefty nonsense. But it's not. Like, it's not nonsense. You don't. I don't like batting lefties back-to-back.
So when did they start this?
Start what?
The whole no righty or lefty back-to-back.
Well, it's been when lefty specialists started becoming more and more important in bullpens. It's really about late game stuff.
But I'd also say the rule change that makes you keep a pitcher in for three batters makes it even more important because, like, then you could bring in a lefty to face, you know, the first two guys you're going to face are lefties. You know, because you can't go change. So I would say it probably matters a little more now given that pitcher rule change.
But that rule just came in, though, right?
Yes, but but the righty-lefty thing has always been a thing.
What do you mean? Every lineup has always been righty-lefty?
No. Thank you for the call.
That's the point I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
No, but if you can avoid
it. They played baseball for decades without doing this.
Yeah, Jack.
I know. If you can avoid it, you avoid it. And they can avoid it.
Why don't you grow up, Jack?
I know.
The real good one would be if Stott has a good year, you can have Stott hit two and then move Harper, or even have Stott lead off, have Trey hit two, have Harper hit three, right? Move Stott up.
Do you ever think this is why the lineup is like this? This is why we can't get a good lineup up there.
Why?
Well, I mean, we can't get the right hitters in the right spot because righty-lefty matters more.
But, like, there's just not that much of a difference. Like, I mean, it's not – I just think batting Schwarber back – two lefties back to back. That's a situation late in the game that I don't love it.
He doesn't love it.
Yeah.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
What Slade did was inexcusable. Taking shots at teammates is always a bad look and can't happen in well-run organizations. The top five at five and the text line.
That's exactly right. That's not what we do on this show.
No. We lift each other up.
Yep. Not tear down.
Yeah, no. That's you. That's you. You're the teammate that does that.
Yeah. But
AJ Fritz.
I love everyone.
Darius Fritz.
Yeah.
All right, what's next?
It's the I'm out on him time of the year for Elliott. This year it's Travis Hunter, and last year it was Brock Bowers, who just went on to set almost every single tight end rookie record. Mike in Havertown.
Yep.
He was out on Brock Bowers.
He was, yeah. Well, every time he's out on somebody, you can bet that player is going to be good.
It's great news. It's great news for everyone involved. Yeah.
I'm less concerned with who he's out on versus who he's in on.
Yeah.
Paxton Lynch.
Yeah. Who he's in on is terrifying.
Peter Skoronski.
No, he wasn't a Skoronski man, I don't believe. I know last year was the guard. Last year was a guard.
Where was Skoronski?
Skoronski was the Jalen Carter draft. That's Bijan.
Oh, no, he was a Bijan guy with us.
Yeah.
Wasn't he a Bijan guy?
I forget.
That was Joe Giglio, where that was the O-lineman.
Yeah, yeah. Right? It was Ray Dittinger. We remember names in the show. It was Tom Kelly. Who was hashtag starving for Skoronski. And it was Joe Giglio.
Starving for Skoronski.
What's next?
Fine, I'll try Bryce Huff after listening to Ike.
You did give him a good pump-up speech.
I did give him a pump-up speech.
Yep.
You felt that?
Yes.
That was a pep talk. That was a pep talk for him.
I could feel it. What's next?
Elliott showing up today all but begging to be moved up in the insider rankings was a disgrace to journalism. He could learn something from Spike, who dropped that bombshell Bryce extension report and asked for nothing in return. Frank in Ardmore.
There was no report.
You said it.
I did not say
it. You reported on the air.
You know what?
He's not batting second.
Can I tell you something?
No.
If they announce an extension for him, like right before opening day when he hit second, I'm going to tell you I did report it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Y'all want credit for that one.
Yep. What's next?
I'll tell you what bad guy I'm not rooting for. Producer Luke. Stay in your lane, buddy. Battle in the studio.
Deep voice Luke to you.
That's right.
Yeah. Battle's the fill-in text line guy. Deep voice Luke is number one.
Battle heard Luke for 2 days and was like, let me get back in here to work.
Yeah, ran back and goes, oh, wow, look, Battle's back. Look, he's back.
I've never seen him work so much.
Yep. It's like, I produced a bunch of new stuff for your show. What's next?
Look, I've been tough on Bryce, but after interviewing him several times, this is what I can tell you. He really wants to win. He cares a great deal. And most importantly, he loves Apple Jolly Ranchers. Spike Eskin.
It's a candy joke.
We're still on the candy.
It's the candy joke.
I actually think it's unfair. I still don't see anything wrong with the question.
No, just trying to have fun.
Yeah.
Trying to have a little fun.
Last question of the interview.
Yep. Took 2 seconds.
Yep. Everyone get over it.
Yeah.
But the text line doesn't forget.
Yeah, well, everyone get over it. I'm looking at one guy who's not getting over it.
Exactly, yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for listening all week. We will be back with you Monday as...
free agency starts.
Free agency, legal tampering starts, and then a big free agency day on Wednesday.
Man, so looking forward to that.
Thank you so much for listening, and we will talk to you next week.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.